Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So why is the miracle of forgiveness going out of print? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We have been discussing an article that was in the Salt Lake Tribune written by journalist Peggy Fletcher Stack titled LDS Classic Miracle of Forgiveness Fading Away, and Some Mormons Say It's Time. Who dictates policy in the Mormon church, Eric? Is it the membership or the leadership?
Oh, maybe the people at BYU?
It could be. I don't know. But it seems that if this is a church that's really run by prophets and apostles that are getting their directions from God, why is it the Mormon church seems to be so concerned about cultural changes and the comments of various people? Now, let's be fair. Peggy Fletcher Stack never quotes any leader from the Mormon church in this article as to why the book is going out of print.
Not only doesn't quote, but doesn't say that she tried to contact the church or anybody from Deseret Books, and they gave no comment. So what she's reporting came across to me when I first read it as if it was the church who was saying, oh, we're not going to print this anymore because it is material that we don't teach anymore. And so it's all speculation on your part, my part, and Peggy's part. But for her to write in such a way that deals with sex as being the main reason why they're taking this book out, there's no basis for that idea.
Now, it's not to say that I'm sure that the LDS Church leadership has some say in as to whether or not this book continues in print. If you were to say, well, don't you think that someone in the Mormon church had some say on this, I would probably have to say yes, okay, because this is a Deseret book, and they own Deseret Book. But I don't really know why it's going out of print. What I want to address in this show is this myth that I know is going to be surfacing that somehow the things that Spencer Kimball had to say, especially in regards to salvation and receiving forgiveness, what is required of a Latter-day Saint in order to receive the forgiveness that they seek. I'm sure there's going to be people saying, see, this shows that the church is now changing course and we're moving towards a quote-unquote more of an evangelical consensus. Now, I don't think 70 Bruce Hafen would say that. In fact, he even gave a talk refuting such a notion. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to hear some Latter-day Saints maybe saying that.
Let's listen to what Bruce C. Hafen, the 70, said in the Liahona magazine from April 1997, page 41. He said, some of us make repentance too easy, and others make it too hard. Those who make it too easy don't see any big sins in their life, or they believe that breezy apologies alone are enough. These people should read President Spencer W. Kimball's The Miracle of Forgiveness, which reviews many sins of both commission and omission. And while forgiveness is a miracle, it is not one without penitent and strenuous effort.
I think we ought to spend some time in this show showing what some of the leaders have said about this book. Because if you're going to say that the Mormon church is making a course correction merely because this book is going out of print, and I might say also, it's not disappearing totally. The Kindle version of the book is still available. Deseret Book also sells an electronic version of this book.
We purchased the Kindle version of that book just so we could see if any changes had been made, but it looks like it's all there, including the chapter on homosexuality.
Yeah, we went through a lot of these more controversial areas that Peggy Fletcher Stack mentions, and it reads exactly the same in the current edition.
And we're in the 21st century, Bill, so a lot of people are no longer buying hardcover-covered books or paperback-covered books. They are buying the Kindle versions and reading it that way. So by allowing that book to still be sold in the electronic version, it hasn't gone out of publication. It's limited in its publication if you want the hard copy, but they're still making that available. Whether you go to Deseret Books or whether you go to Amazon, you can purchase that for yourself if there was anything wrong in it, or there was a wrong emphasis on homosexuality or all the rest, then the right thing for the church to do is take it all down.
And to offer a correction and a refutation to what Kimball says. See, right now in this article, all we have is Peggy Fletcher Stack's opinion, an opinion of a few lay people that she cites.
And, you know, you mentioned the leaders. We've quoted some yesterday, and we've quoted Bruce Haven today. Let me give you a Boyd K. Packer. This isn't a church manual. This is in Presidents of the Church Student Manual, Religion 345, and page 209. This is what Boyd K. Packer, who at the time was an apostle, he's now deceased, and this is what he writes. President Kimball taught extensively the principle of repentance. His teachings have positively influenced many. Elder Boyd K. Packard recognized this great influence and wrote the following, quote, President Kimball himself is an experienced surgeon of sorts, not a doctor of medicine, but a doctor of spiritual well-being. Many a moral cancer has been excised, many a blemish of character has been removed, many a spiritual illness of one kind or another has been cured through his efforts. Some on the verge of spiritual oblivion have been rescued by him. He has written a book, literally years in preparation, The Miracle of Forgiveness. Many have been protected by the counsel he has written. Countless others have been inspired to set their lives in order and have experienced that miracle.
Well, not only you have Boyd K. Packer, who was an apostle, we also have, as we were mentioning yesterday, Richard G. Scott in a conference message, that, and this can be found in November 2004 edition of Ensign Magazine, page 16, where he said, when needed, full repentance will require action on your part. If you are not familiar with the classic steps to repentance, such as confession and abandonment of sin, restitution, obedience, and seeking forgiveness, talk to a bishop or study a source such as President Spencer W. Kimball's masterly work, The Miracle of Forgiveness. Now, again, folks, the reason why we're bringing out this statement is you are probably going to hear Latter-day Saints try to appease you by saying, look, the book has gone out of print, at least hard copy, and so whatever Kimball said in the book is not to be taken seriously any longer. Don't fall for that. Listen to some of these other statements that Mormon leaders have made about the book.
Here's another statement from Presidents of the Church Teacher Manual, Religion 345. This is found on page 172. It says, if available, hold up a copy of The Miracle of Forgiveness and tell students that reading it has helped many people feel the merciful forgiveness of the Lord. Now, I don't know if they were reading the same book that I
know. Read. When you read that, I'm thinking, boy, I don't get that when I've read that book.
We heard that apparently somebody has told another person, somebody affiliated with Deseret Books, that the reason that they were getting rid of it is that many of his quotes are found in Teachings of Presence of the Church, Spencer W. Kimball. This is the one that was published in 2006 and was used as a text in 2007 in their Sunday school classes. Well, what would you say to that, that the quotes are found there?
Well, certainly it does cite the miracle of forgiveness on numerous occasions, but if you go into the back and you look at all those endnotes, I think you're not going to find many more than maybe 50 quotes from the miracle of forgiveness in that book.
But it's still quoted more than probably any other individual book in that certain manual, in that particular
manual. Certainly, I would think at least the 50 citations that are there gives credence to what's in the book as a whole, and it certainly does tell, at least to the last Latter-day Saint, that this is a book that should be recognized as having some value for them as a Latter-day Saint.
And in fact, in the preface, they make a mention of this book. It says on page 24 in the preface, in addition to numerous addresses, he, Kimball, authored the book, The Miracle of Forgiveness. This book arose from Elder Kimball's long experience as an apostle, counseling those who had yielded to serious transgression. In the book, he outlined the Lord's expectations of us, our divine potential, and the pathway we must follow to repent and obtain the assurance of complete divine forgiveness. So in a church manual that was supposed to have been read within the past decade by all the Latter-day Saints, The Miracle of Forgiveness is lifted up as being something that has a truth to be able to teach us about what they call the divine potential.
Remember in the old Church History Museum, it's being remodeled right now.
Yep.
And of course, we've been wondering what's going to remain when it reopens after the remodeling is complete. But before they remodeled it, they had a section on presidents of the church. And in Spencer W. Kimball's section, they had under glass a copy of The Miracle of Forgiveness. Do you think that's going to be there when the History Museum reopens?
Well, I think that will probably be as much history gone from the scene as Joseph Smith's pistol that he used in the Carthage jail.
So you heard it, folks. Eric doesn't think that that book's going to be there when it reopens.
No, it won't.
And he also thinks that the gun that Joseph Smith used to shoot three people, and according to John Taylor, who became the third president of the church, he said that two of the people that he shot actually died from their wounds. He doesn't think they're going to be there when it opens.
Now, President Monson wrote a book called On the Lord's Errand, The Memoirs of Thomas S. Monson. He wrote that in 1985. I'm wondering if they're going to come out with a follow-up with this. But page 342, he wrote this: President Spencer W. Kimball has always been a prolific worker. He spent several summers working on a book which he later entitled The Miracle of Forgiveness. As one reads the book, particularly the first portion, one wonders if anyone will make it to the celestial kingdom. However, in reading the final portion, it is apparent that with effort, all can qualify.
I don't know what Thomas Monson was reading that would put him at such ease, because when you read the back part of the book, it doesn't really put me at ease. For instance, when it ends on page 360, this is in chapter 22, we can hardly be too forceful in reminding people that they cannot sin and be forgiven, and then sin again and again and expect repeated forgiveness. The Lord anticipated the weakness of man which would return him to his transgression, and he gave this revelation and warning. Citing from D&C 82:7, "And now verily I say unto you, I, the Lord, will not lay any sin to your charge. Go your ways and sin no more, but unto that soul who sinneth shall the former sins return, saith the Lord your God." Now, I ask you, how would that put me at ease? And see, the point is what is he citing here? He's citing Scripture.
Right.
Doctrine and Covenants, section 82 in this particular case.
So how is that scripture supposed to be figured out and exegeted if that's not the correct way of identifying it?
The whole point is, folks, is you're probably going to hear a lot of Latter-day Saints give a lot of reasons as to why they think the Mormon Church has allowed the miracle of forgiveness to go out of print. You might remind them that many leaders have vouched for this book, so to say that it's going out of print because the church no longer teaches the doctrines it contains, I think would be an erroneous conclusion.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, known as the Mormon Church, is a huge topic of interest among many Bible-believing Christians who want to reach their LDS loved ones or friends with the biblical message of hope and grace. If you're a Christian who wants to be better informed about the beliefs of the Mormon people, Mormonism Research Ministry wants to be a resource for you. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has worked hard to clearly articulate Mormon doctrine and history in order to better understand the issues that separate Mormonism from the Christian faith. At MRM.org, we have links to an active blog site, as well as dozens of articles and videos that will help educate you on this fascinating topic. Should your church need a live presentation, we can do that too. Contact MRM to schedule one of our PowerPoint presentations at MRM.org or call our office at 801-572-2153. That's 801-572-2153. Let MRM help you become a confident ambassador for Christ.